What's going on, everybody? It's your girl CC, and welcome to this episode of From the Mind of CC. So hope everybody has been blessed. Hope everybody has been well. I know I haven't done an episode in a while. I know the holidays, I kind of took a break for the holidays, and due to that, I just figured I'd ramp up, think of new ideas, and start the new year with a bang. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I have two or three episodes already lined up. I'm so excited. This episode in particular, we are giving flowers to my girl, Lori Harvey. In a world full of futures, NBA players, rappers, and whatever have you, we have one soldier on the battle who is holding it down, serving it two ways to your straight with no chaser, Lori Harvey. And I wanted to do an episode to say cheers and kudos to you. And since it is the week of her birthday, I couldn't think of any better way. Since she secured, you know, a lot of people are sad about her bagging Michael B. Jordan, but I'm a little sad too about that. But you know what? She is getting that roster, honey. And we are going to be talking about it with my girl, Miss Tropicana. Sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Olation population, this is your girl Miss Tropicana with the K, and you are now listening to From the Mind of CC's podcast. Adios, motherfuckers.
Hey, we are here in the meat and potatoes part of the episode. We are here with our special guest. Introduce yourself to the people.
Olation population, it's your girl Miss Tropicana.
Hey. So we're going to go right into it. Have you heard about our good friend, Lori Harvey? What is your take on her?
Yes, girl. Love me some Lori now. She's good for the media, that's for sure. I think she's a beautiful girl. I think she's extremely misunderstood. And, you know, I think she's in the process of where how a lot of us are, where we're finding ourselves and just living our life how we see fit and not worried about judgment.
Absolutely, yes. That's why everybody needs to understand. She's young, she's beautiful. She's basically just finding herself out. And of course, when your dad is Steve.
Baby.
You. Of course, you can't go wrong. You absolutely cannot go wrong in life when it comes to those type of decisions. But I think she also has her own mind.
Yes.
You know, like certain things, I think she just chooses to do what she wants to do, you know?
And so, I think people don't understand that celebrity living is different than it's not too much different, but there is a difference, because when you're in a place of when you're in a situation where you're a celebrity and you don't know who's really for you, it's kind of hard for you to really trust and give your all and really throw around the words love so easily. So it's kind of like you take life, you know, free at a flyby, like you just take it as it comes. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's true as well. You don't know if you know, if they just using you to be a PR stunt or not, you know, that's right. True as well. So we're going to go run down this list. If people don't know it, I know the first major boyfriend had.
We can have time for it.
Actually, she was engaged and her first major boyfriend was Memphis Depay. He's a soccer player overseas. Then she was with Lewis Hamilton, which is a race car driver.
Okay. Well, how long was she married to Depay?
She was engaged to him. I don't know how long they were engaged, but I know she was with him probably the longest. That was like her first major boyfriend.
Gotcha.
Then this one was a scandalous one, was with Justin Combs, and then she went straight to Puffy afterwards.
That's crazy.
Yes, because she was modeling and she was friends with Kim. So So that one kind of got weird, you know. Then she was with, this one is the one that kind of like shooketh me. She was with Trey for a little bit. I know she yeah. probably, I think the breakup.
I thought they was going to make it. I really thought they really, was really, really in love.
I think what broke them up is, once they broke up, I think maybe a few months later, he had a picture of that baby foot.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that probably what messed them up. And, you know, she's young. She probably was like, oh, no.
Right.
I'm not ready for this. And I know she was with Future, but I was reading something that I didn't know she was with Future twice. And I didn't know they had a part one and two. And I didn't realize that they actually lived together for a little bit. Did not know that until not so long ago.
Do you think she was one of the girls that maybe have been played a part in her and him and Ciara's breakup?
Who knows? I don't know. I'm just glad.
Girl, that's tea. That's tea you might have to look up.
Have to look into that. But I'm just glad both of them got out.
Right. Right.
I'm just glad both of them got out. And I know Lori wasn't having no kids with him. She didn't want to be baby mama number 752.
Umpteenth thousand. Right.
You ain't catching me slipping. Shoot. And the one that made everybody cry.
Girl.
One, Michael B. Jordan, the most recent one, you know.
I didn't even know about that till you brought that to my attention.
I know. I was like so upset about that. So upset. I mean, not upset. I mean, I'm happy for sis, but I'm saying to myself, daggone it, you know?
Right.
Everybody.
But I really want to know how long it's going to last, because he's not, like, he's made it very, he's made a point to make it known that he is not very big on relationships, that he's not good with it, and stuff like that. So it's like, and then we all know how she is. So it's like, I wonder if this is one of those situations where, you know, how people go through their little journeys and then they just find the one that makes them realize shit about themselves. And now they have this is the one moment. Or is this just one of those where they just having fun too? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just the next one.
I have a feeling this might be the only real contender she is dating. Because, you know, of course, the Combses, that I don't think that was real, of course.
Clearly.
Trey, you know what happened with Trey, of course, the baby. Future, who takes him seriously?
Right.
Except for the first one she dated, which she got engaged to, but she was only 20 years old, at 18, 19, 20 at the time, which was way too young.
And he don't really, this is like, when you pinpointed him, I know I went on his, because I was like, nah, this can't be real. I went on both of their pages and I noticed that he don't really, I went to a website where it showed his list of females that he'd been with, and he don't really claim a lot of females. So if he's claiming her, he like her.
Right. He chased her for a minute too, yeah, before he really, maybe he just was heartbroken after that. Maybe after that, he was just done with it. I don't know what happened. They never really cited what happened with those two, but maybe them two just really, they were just so young, yeah, you know, to be aged at like 19, 20 years old. Is kind of young, but I think Michael is a good dude, so
yeah, I think so too. I think he's just cautious of who, especially in that scene, you know, who he right. wants to connect to.
Mm-hmm. But everybody's like, I'm heartbroken, but I love her though. I love her, but I'm still heartbroken.
Yeah, they make a cute couple though. If it work out, I pray it do, because they're real cute.
If she takes Drake, I'm gonna be devastated.
Girl, goodbye.
Though.
She could have him 10 times. Him and the damn eyebrows.
I'm gonna follow her and take him. I'm really upset.
Girl. Mm-mm. She could have that man.
Dirty took like two of them down on my list. Mm-mm. So don't we love how she's living by her dad's motto, like, act like a lady and think like a man?
Girl, when I seen that question, girl, I said, this girl, that is so freaking true. I wonder, like, You know, I see them like with the pictures and videos and like they have a good relationship, but I wonder if behind the scenes, like they really be like, girl, you need to get your shit together. Or is it one of those where they're just like, you know, listen, like, you know how you see how Jada and how they raise their kids very open and like, listen, you're gonna learn your own way. Like, is it really that type? Or are you behind the scenes embarrassed? Like, girl, you out here like just making us look bad. But
I don't
I
know.
personally, I can't, like, I'm not judging her per se because I've been there, done that. That's like, baby, that's how I lived. It's just not in public's eye. You get what I'm saying? So, I mean, besides the Justin and Puffy, I ain't do no type of scenarios like that, but no judgment here.
Definitely. Not father and son.
Correct. I wonder if it was at the
Maybe
same
maybe.
time. What you think?
You know, maybe cousins or brothers or something like that, but never father and son. That's
Lord.
that. Woo, child, too grown.
Girl, you ever think
I
they you ever think it was at the same time?
they went back to back. Oh.
That's crazy. But yeah, I do. I wonder if she got that. But Steve Harvey is not her real father, right?
No, but I think her father, I think they said her father is in that life, slanging life, you know what I mean? So I don't know if he was incarcerated or if he was back and forth out of the system, you know, but I think her and her brother both took on his last name.
Gotcha.
So the double standards of society, and I love, you know, don't we love how she's turning the tables? Because we tired of hearing about the men
Correct.
doing this, but are doing it. And I think what I love most about it is a lot of people are rooting for her to do this. You know, I'm loving how she's single-handedly turning the tables around. And most people, I hate when people say, oh, she a hoe, she a that. But I think a lot of people are not calling her that. A lot of people are applauding her
Living
for
her
what
truth.
she's
Yeah,
doing.
I don't see that much bashment towards her as I would have seen other people. So I agree. It's definitely a shift. I think a lot of people, I don't think it's not coming from more so a place of agreeance, but I think a lot of more people are looking from a place of less judgment. Like, I think they're understanding that it's a double standard and that both roles can get it done. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't say it's okay for one and not okay for the other. Gender has no role in that.
Yes, I'm loving that. Because, you know, you look on the shade room and all the comments, usually people back in the day, you know, used to be, oh, she a hoe, she a this or that. But now I think the way that society is shifting, thank goodness, it seemed like people are opening their eyes and seeing the double standards. And slowly but surely, we're getting to a better place on it. And I'm so happy about
Yes.
that, you know. You know, I know Rihanna kind of does that too, but Rihanna's so low
Very low
key.
key,
You
baby.
never
But you know, well, when you got that type of money, hunty, you can pay to keep anything discreet. Okay.
Oh, I know Rihanna probably has a longer and better roster than her,
Honey.
but Rihanna's low key with it. She's smooth with it. She never confirmed. You will never see her post nobody on her Instagram. She don't claim
Girl, after Chris
nobody.
Brown, it was a wrap.
Claim
She kept
nobody.
everything quiet.
She ain't claim nobody since Chris. She was like,
I'm
oh no.
right. Right. Because who else, who she linked to? I think the only person that publicly, like that people were saying she was linked was what's that guy named? ASAP Ferg, was it? But
Yeah, but
she,
she
right,
never
she never
officially.
claimed him.
People are speculating there, but nobody. There's no nickname turtle and whatever. What's the other name they call it? There's no nicknames and kisses. Or they don't. She
Nope.
don't do that. She ain't holding hands at Fashion
She
Week
ain't
with
making
them.
no comments underneath they post.
No. Really don't do.
Nope.
So you're be gonna give you your clothes, plugs, your. Is whatever the projects you go
Hold on, because I don't know if it's me or your signal that's cutting out.
Hope it's No, I was giving you the closing remarks, plugs, and social medias.
Yes. So I have a few ventures coming through. Again, my name is Miss Tropicana. I do have a podcast, follow on Anchor. I am a podcast sister of Miss Cece's, and my podcast is called Tropicana Dreams. I air every Sunday, 10 a.m. I do have Poetic Tuesdays. I have other things that I'm gonna be doing as well. I have my food truck that will be I'm working on currently. It is in the Georgia area, so if anybody's in Georgia, look out for it. It is also called Tropicana Dreams, and you can follow those on Instagram, Facebook. Also, I do have my charity. My charity is called Embracing Lives Charity, and it aids all families in needs. We embrace all lives here. All lives matter, regardless of race, creed, religion, sexual preference. It does not matter. We are all of importance, and we all make the world go round. And yeah, that's it. And you can follow, like I said, on Facebook, Instagram, and I started this Clubhouse thing too. So you guys can look for out for me there as well on Miss Tropicana. That's MS Tropicana with a K.
Yes, I was just about to say spell Tropicana because you
Yeah.
spell it different. Yes, so thank you for talking
Thank
with me.
you.
I'm gonna make sure I tag you on everything and make sure that everything is linked. So we will be having you back soon and vice versa. I was already a guest on
Yes, and let me
hers.
just tell
That's
you,
on she.
since that interview, I've had many requests. They were like, "Bring back that girl, Cece. She was fun." Yes, girl.
I'm down.
We might have to do a late night one and speak on our adult sessions.
Yes, you know I'm about that
Hello.
life, so about
Yes,
it.
ma'am.
Yeah. Hence my other ventures. Y'all already know about my other
Correct,
ventures.
which is why it goes perfect.
Oh, y'all know. So we will be having her back. We probably gonna have another cross ventures here and there. I'll be on hers and she's gonna be on mine and vice versa and versus right. So thanks again for being
Yes.
on and we'll see y'all
All
guys
right, girl.
soon.
Thank you.
All
Bye.
right, bro.
The trash, getting your cash like I'm fast, like a girl. You wanna act like it did. Security codes on everything, on my bracelet, phone don't ever ring. And another one he don't know about. Wish we could switch up the roles, and I could be that. Tell you I love you, but when you call, I never get back. Would you ask them questions like me, like where you be at? 'Cause I'm out 4 in the morning, on the corner rolling, doing my own thing. That car when you with him, like I'm. Keep a straight face when you tell a lie. Always keep an airtight alibi. What he don't know won't break his heart. Wish we could switch up the world, and I could be that. Tell you I love you, but when you call, I never get back. Would you ask them questions like me, like where you be at? 'Cause I'm out 4 in the morning, on the corner rolling, doing my own thing. Had a thing on the side. I was always gone. Hit the sun, beat me home. Told you I was with my crew when I knew it wasn't true. If I act like you, won't come out off in your shoes. I'm messing with your head again. Dose of your medicine. What if I had a thing on the side? What if I made you cry? Made you cry? What if you change up for what it's
back with the closing segment. I apologize for the small Wi-Fi issue hiccups that I had, but you already know I like to keep the original recordings. I hate when it sounds scripted, so I hate to re-record unless it sounds absolutely horrible, which in this case it was only a few little hiccups, so I just let it ride. So apologize and thanks for riding and hanging in with us. Thanks again to my guest, Miss Tropicana. Again, you can catch her on her podcast, Tropicana Dreams, on most podcast platforms. And again, you already know you can catch me from the mind of CeCe. CeCe is spelled CeCe at gmail.com if you want to be a guest or if you had any suggestions, promos, or anything of that nature. Also, from the mind of CeCe is on Facebook and Instagram. Check us out. Sometimes I have some cute little memes, or you already know I always get you with the content as much as I can. And for everybody, hope you have a blessed and prosperous new year. Thank you for rocking with me. And I want nothing but success for everybody this year. And thanks for hanging with me. Hope you stay tuned for the next episode, because next episode is going to be fire as well. And I will speak to you guys next time. Be blessed, be prosperous, and stay in his favor.